Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
This morning, we're going to help out our, or at least try anyway, to help out our listener, Fred. He got a hold of us and is looking for some help. Wants to know what happened with Irene. So, hey, Fred, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
We're good. All right, so why don't you bring us up to date and let everybody in on what's happened so far with Irene.
Well, I met her at my friend's party, and, you know, I feel like we really connected. I mean, I asked her for her number, and that's pretty much the end of it.
Oh, okay. So you did get her number?
I did.
Okay, and you've tried to get a hold of her?
I did. I mean, I called her a few times, but she just never responded to me.
Okay, so you've never actually been out on a date. You just met at this party.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Okay, mm-hmm. And, well, why do you think she's not getting back in touch with you? Do you even know for sure you got the right number?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't know why she's not calling me back. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's the right number. I mean, maybe I just said something stupid, or maybe she's got a boyfriend and just gave me her number to give me to leave her alone. I mean, I really just don't know. It's pretty confusing, you know? I mean, why would she give me her number if she didn't want me to call her?
All right. Well, are you sure you want to find out?
I'm pretty sure I want to find out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, we're going to see if we can track Irene down for you, Fred, and get her to come on and tell her side of things and tell us what happened.
In the time it takes you to shower off at the gym,
we'll be back with more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
To say there's been a misunderstanding is an understatement. We're going to find out what happened between Fred and Irene in 8 minutes.
Tweet us at Star 102.5.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.